Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Darcy was complaining about running low on conditioner. I told her I've been putting it in my beard, but we all know where the conditioner is going.
In your man, bro.
That's right.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast.
Who wants to hear a show? God.
Hello and welcome to the Stopcast Podcast. This is episode number 311.
It's January 15th, 2017. But, hey, Jay.
Huh?
Did you hit broadcast?
No, not yet.
Oh.
We're super early, though, so it's all right. Nobody's in the chat room.
Fair enough.
I tweeted it.
Did you?
Good. I deleted Twitter.
Maybe Jim Gnarly will show up early.
He will.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name's Jay. With me, of course, as always, is Mike. And also the Pac-Man. Stopcast.net's our website. If you want to go there and check that out, 209-845-7867 is the phone number. Stopcast@gmail.com is our email address. Somebody send us some emails, please.
Punch us in the internet and let's fuck.
This week we're going to talk a little bit about what we've been up to, and then we're going to talk about some Nighthold stuff maybe a little bit, some patch notes, and that's about it. Maybe some stories. I don't know. We'll see.
Where you
we'll
can see. Stick a pencil.
I don't know if I'll have enough time. Anyway, Bob. What else? Anything else before we get started besides pencil tricks?
Let me show you a pencil trick.
What
did you do this week?
How was you guys' week? What did you guys do? Mike, how was, do we want to start with you or?
Oh, sure. I'll get into it real quick. I didn't really do much, but I had an outstandingly long, tiresome week.
Exhausted.
I didn't get to play many video games, mostly on a personal choice,
right?
Because we had a little scare at that old Palin house.
Yeah,
and so my wife's been having some pretty severe migraines lately.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to where she has to get a ride home from work. So she's trying to figure out why. So they do an MRI. Well, and they're like, oh, hey, we found a little tumor in your head. So immediately I'm like, fuck. Okay, so before we get carried away, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's really not as terrible as I had figured.
Right.
Of course. So what she has is called a meningioma.
Okay.
You can Google it. Google it, asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And the little sack that holds your brain, right? In between your brain and your skull, the meninge layer. Okay, so she has a growth in that. And they don't think that it's even causing the migraines. They just caught that when they did the MRI.
Sure.
Now, they're non-cancerous, typically. They say typically. And at this time they don't have to do any real anything. They just we'll check on it later, basically, and we don't think that this is going to be a problem, because apparently it's not uncommon and people live with it. It's not a big deal,
right?
So they say in some cases things can get a little ugly and you got to treat it. So we're waiting to see. Nothing serious, but for a while there, of course, for me, the sky is falling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you hear something, you know, the person you love the most has an ailment, and you're like, fuck, and this is something that you can't fix. So that drives me even more nuts, because I'm like, I gotta fix everything.
Mm-hmm.
So a little scary for a while, and I thought, well, I'm just going to take this week and deal with this on top of all the money that we lost this week, because my employees think that I'm made of money and they want to break every goddamn fucking thing I own. One of the machines was down for 8 days because it broke a massive major part of this machine off. And just due to misoperation.
Yeah.
Not from mechanical failure, you know, it wasn't wear and tear. This was somebody acting like a fucking moron.
Somebody broke the radio.
I wish it was the radio. The radio wouldn't have cost me $20,000.
Shit.
So, but I mean, on top of, this is the shitty thing, like, we're figuring $15,000 a day for this machine to be down. Yeah. This one machine, out of production. Hmm. For 8 days. So, and that's just what that thing is able to do. That doesn't include everything else that's tied to it. You know, we got another guy, the other machine that was out of production because that one was down because they're tied together.
Yeah.
You know, same thing. So, loss of hours, loss of wages, loss of all this shit. And I'm trying to get these guys to, you know, I'm scraping shit together so that guys can get some extra hours so they can keep working, because normally their machines broke, I'd have sent them the fuck home. But no, we got a late start this winter, and I wanted everybody to be keeping up with hours, so I'm making shit up as I go. So I'm trying to just give them projects, and they're just being fucking lazy. I fucking snapped and flipped the fuck out at work, throwing chunks of shit around on the landing, kicking the trailer, and I was pissed. But you know, long story short is they started working a lot harder.
But, funny how that relates to rating too. Usually when you when you start throwing shit and getting pissed off, people start rating harder.
I haven't done that in a really long time, you know, in rate. It has been a really long time since I lost my shit.
Yeah,
so I didn't play. So, I mean, just this week has been crazy. My blood pressure's all jacked up right now. I don't know 100% why, so I got to get that checked out. So health-wise, I'm doing awesome. So I tried to talk Darcy into bringing home some of that Viagra. I hear that helps with heart disorders.
Really?
She's like, I can't just get it. You got to get a prescription. I'm like, well, you got a coupon. So, yeah, but she didn't bite on that, though, so I didn't get it. Didn't get any Viagra to go knock lamps over with or anything. I did play a tiny bit of Overwatch.
Yeah.
And I got in with a group of... Oh, Friday. It was too fucking cold. It was 45 below here on Friday.
Yeah.
So we did not work. So I stayed home and I played a little bit of Overwatch while the boy was sleeping. And then later on that evening, after my wife was going to go to have a couple glasses of wine with some of the girls from work, I said, okay. So while she was gone doing that, I played a little bit more, and I got in with like three other guys. It was a team of four of us who randomly met. Okay. And for some reason, one person clicked stay as a group in a quick play.
Yeah.
And two other guys and myself clicked stay as a group. So we all four went as a group for the next 8 matches.
Oh, wow.
We lost one.
Shit.
Of those 8 matches. And we kicked the ever-living fuck out of everybody we played, except for the one team that beat us. It was a very, very close match.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Hmm.
It was probably one of the more memorable experiences I've had in consecutive quick matches playing Overwatch than ever. So... but other than that, I haven't even had a chance to really look at the patch notes. Been super busy. Normally at this point, I'd have strats laid out for all the Nighthold bosses that are coming out with the patch, but I haven't had a fucking chance to do shit. You're just lazy. Lazy raid leader is lazy. I really didn't do much of anything else. So, how about you, Pac?
A lot of the same. Pretty much work.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got back into Overwatch pretty hot and heavy. We've been playing it about every day. When we're not raiding. Of course, we've cleared everything, so now we're just running through Heroic Ammo Nightmare and getting little odds and end trinkets that people's wanted. And that's about it. Just waiting for Nighthold. Studied up on the first three bosses today. Looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, they're all alpha, old-ass videos of alpha, but...
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sure a lot will change when it goes live.
Tell Susie stop picking her nose.
I said stop picking your nose.
Huh? I was rubbing my nose.
Knuckle dude. Knuckle dude.
Yeah. We've got into the 3v3 matches in Overwatch a lot. They're pretty fun.
3v3? Oh, in the arcade.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you do the one-on-one?
Yeah, we did it too.
Oh, God, those are fun.
Huh.
Yeah, it's been me, Chubbs, and Big Game ran 3v3.
How's he doing after the big loss?
He's fine. He took it like a champ because he knew. I thought that maybe he wouldn't log into Discord for a couple of days. But as soon as they lost, he logged right in, and I mean, the whole page was full.
Oh, I bet.
The Michael Jordan face with the tears. Just everything you can imagine.
Yeah.
And it was Alabama jokes for the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
But he took it pretty good.
Rolled Tide.
Yeah, rolled tide.
Rolled tide.
Or as in Death Loser said, low tide. Yeah, it was pretty rough on him, but I bet against Alabama. I wanted Alabama to win it, but I mean, the only thing is when you have an undefeated team going into a national championship, the odds are against them.
Yeah.
They haven't had that loss to make them humble. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and Clemson, I mean, they come close to losing a bunch of games over the season. Mm-hmm. We almost beat them. Louisville almost beat them. And, I mean, there it was up and down. You know, their wide receivers are so good. All that he pretty much had to do was throw in the air, and they would catch it. But they were what I call a cannonball team, to where they might blow you out. You might get, you know, right on them. But... You know, Alabama hadn't suffered a loss in a lot of times, and that happens to Kentucky's basketball team a lot, with them beating everybody and then going up against somebody that really shouldn't beat them, and they just beat the ever-living shit out of them in a national championship game. Happened a couple years ago. But, yeah, he took it pretty good. Of course, we laid into him pretty hard for a little while. And I think we got some Cowboys fans, too, that's going to hear some shit. Tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, these women need to go to bed. Yeah. Interrupting pie. You ruin everything.
You ruin everything.
Yeah. But anyway, just gaming. Fucking getting amateurs. Ready for Nighthold. Yeah. That's what we got to deal with every day. Jay, just have yours to walk through there. And
right.
Doing a fucking podcast. That's what we're doing. Yeah. I swear at you. You're ruining the show. Well, it's not ruining. I love you.
No pussy for Mike for a week.
I get what I want. You want to smell my beard?
And the door slam.
You want to smell a vision in it? That's all fresh pussy.
That's about it. What'd you do, Jay?
Oh, let's see. I've been playing a lot of Battlefield 1.
Liking it?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Do they call it Be Fun?
No. No, they don't.
Be Fun!
No, yeah, I'm liking it. It's kind of rough starting out because you're so weak. You don't have any good weapons or anything, and people just fucking mow you down. And I'm not used to the World War I, II style combat games, really. I haven't played them for a while since older Call of Duties, so it took me a while to get used to the running and shooting and all that stuff. But it's a lot of fun. It's pretty fast-paced. And
right, because it...
Yeah. Yeah, it's first-person, you know, a lot of old-style guns, and I'm starting to unlock some guns and stuff like that, so it's getting a little easier to get kills, but yeah, it's a lot of fun. So I've been having some fun with that. What else? Playing a little WoW here and there. Not a whole lot. Trying to just kind of keep up with getting emissary quests done and stuff like that. Got Overwatch for my kid on the Xbox One. So he's been playing the shit out of that. He loves that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been loving it.
Yeah, mine's been wanting it for his.
Yeah.
I'm debating on getting it for him.
Yeah. Not much other than that. Yeah, just working. Working. So.
You ain't done no furious masturbating lately?
Not furious, no. Not so much.
Casual.
Casual.
Yeah.
KJON? Or CGON? KJON. Casual with a K. I graduated. The literary major.
9 years of PE don't count, Mike.
Top six in your class, right? Class of six.
Passive erection?
Yeah. Anyway.
Can you have a passive erection? It's kind of up front, isn't it?
No, it's passive. No,
it's passive.
It's passive through a vaginal canal.
It's something that happens, you don't have to push a button, so it's passive.
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes buttons get pushed.
True that.
Would it be active?
Your ultimate goes off.
Oh, you made me.
I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Fucking man.
Three. Yeah.
My ult's ready.
Right before you nut and you shoot it in her face, you go. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. Oh, I have these. So I had a good. Okay, I guess real quick, can I jump back in one more Overwatch story?
Yeah.
All right, so doing the, oh shit, it's not Hanamura. What's the workshop one? Where you got to defend the final, all the little platforms are rotating around. Oh. And the little...
Yeah. Gibraltar, is that the deal?
No, not that one. Gibraltar's the one where you got to go down the little ramp, then up the ramp, and through the garage.
This I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm standing at the back. I'm playing D.Va, and we have had a Mei on our team that's been super quiet. Hasn't really done much, okay? So all of a sudden, my ult comes up. So I'm going to do the thing where you thrust her, and you shoot your fucking... your bot down. The whole fucking team is funneling right through. They're about 10 steps in at least into that one little funnel area where you can come back into the room to where you charge the control point.
Yeah,
the whole fucking team, all of a sudden Mei throws up an ice wall. My bot hits the fucking wall. She doesn't cancel it. It goes off. They come around. Ooh, I hit my mic. They come around and then they fucking cap, and I'm like, fucking Mei.
It happened.
Yeah.
Big Game done that to Paper. And one of ours, he did his hammer down. It's right before he did it, Big threw up a wall, and it didn't hit none of them.
Didn't hit none of them, yeah.
No.
I've got, like, really spam hate from playing Mei from my own team. You know you can cancel your wall? I'm like, no, you can't. Yes, you can. You just hit the same button that you hit to put the fucker up, and then it's gone.
Right.
Oh. Lesson learned.
The 3v3s is a whole lot harder than the 6v6s. I mean, can't nobody slack.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a Roadhog on your team, you might as well, you're not going to win.
Really?
Yeah, because his hook's like a guaranteed kill.
Huh.
Yeah, Roadhog's good. And plus, his self heals. Yeah. You know, if you don't run a healer, his self heals are awesome. But we did really good. We, of course, you know, it's best out of three, and we won 15 games. It was 15-3.
Oh, shit. Wow.
And we was running Roadhog, D.Va, and Mercy.
Hmm.
Yep. We was kicking some ass.
I can imagine.
Yep.
Mm.
it all comes down to comp, too. I mean, yeah. You got to get a good comp. And if they beat you the first time, you got to figure out what it is to counter them and hope that they pick the same shit.
Right.
So, unless they switch it up on you. But, yeah, 3v3 is so much fun. So much fun. And you get level up really quick and get loot boxes out the ass.
Huh.
You get a loot box for every 3 wins.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. Yeah. It's fun. And it's a smaller map. And you can't run very far.
Oh, yeah.
But the only shitty thing is, it's on a time limit. And this has happened to us a bunch. Somebody always plays a tracer, and you'll kill the other two that's on their team. And she'll just dart around and run the clock out, and then it's a draw.
Oh.
Makes you so fucking mad.
It is bullshit.
Yeah.
And, so it's a one-kill thing, and you're done.
One kill, you're dead. You're out.
Wow.
And today we played a game. There was a Reinhardt, a Roadhog, and a Reinhardt, Roadhog, and Symmetra, and I was on Symmetra. We hopped down, and Big and Wheezy, which is a girl that was playing with us, both got one shot.
Hmm.
And it was just me against all three of them. And they was looking for me, and I was up on this platform, and the Roadhog and the Symmetra was like just right down there, kind of just running around looking for me. I hopped right down and just started holding that fucking button down, killed both of those. And then it was a Zenyatta is what was running with him. He ran off, and it was just me and him. And then after like the last 45 minutes of the game, it'll light up and show where both of you's at, so you know, can't just run around. But if with the tracer, you can get away easy anyway.
Right.
But I finally found him and threw my shield up and bounced around and killed him. I killed all three of them.
Nice.
Best play that I've done in a while.
Fucking Symmetra.
But yeah, I still love Overwatch, man. It's still a great game.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun.
And I got my magazine from GameStop the other day. I've got it laying around here somewhere. It was in the top 10 games of 2016.
I believe
that.
Yeah.
And that was for console, not just that one.
Really?
Yeah, oh. It was for console. Yes, sir.
I'll be damned.
Yep. That's not counting all the people that play, you know, computer. That's just console players. It was, you know.
Well.
Top 10 games. So, congratulations, Blizzard.
Yeah, you did something right, you lazy fucks.
Man. Put some of that talent towards WoW.
Oh, my God.
No calls or emails?
No.
No.
Fucking lazy ass listeners.
Right. We can talk about some news, though.
Huh?
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So, 715 came out, and Nighthold is out this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You want to run through some highlights in the patch notes, Mike, or what do you want to do?
I don't really know. there's just a few things. For 7.1.5, it came out last Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're giving us Nighthold this Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things that are starting up in 7.1.5. Number one, Mr. Pandaria Time Walking Dungeons being added. Number two, mm-hmm. Brawler Skills coming back. Number three, Micro Holidays.
Right.
We've talked about just about all these things. Everybody knows what all of these things are. All of us have seen Mr. Pandaria dungeons, but it's still cool that they can go back to them. I fucking hate them. But
yeah,
it's a good way to go seen. Get a couple extra things. You haven't seen some of the mop dungeons?
Yeah, because I wasn't really playing heavy during that time. I kind of came in towards the end of it.
That's true.
So I think there's definitely some of that I missed.
But yeah, Brawler's Guild, we all know what that is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You still need to find an invite for it. I don't know where they all are. Good luck finding those. Micro Holidays, big deal. We talked about those a long time ago. Lots and lots of class changes. I didn't really see much. I think there was like two things that changed. No big deal for me. So I'm waiting to hear from Giggs, man, because it sounded like they nerfed the shit out of Shadow Priest.
Yeah, there was a lot of changes, but I don't know if they nerfed the shit out of them. They made some adjustments, but...
Freya is pulling almost 500K on his.
I was going to say, I think that when I talked to Giggs the other night, he said that he hadn't really tested in raid, but he said that from what he's been seeing doing other stuff, it's been quite a bit higher than normal.
Yeah. Freya's pulling 200K more now.
Mm.
So he's actually about where he needed to be before the expansion, or before the patch.
Yeah.
Because Shadow Priests were way up there, but I don't know what he was doing. But yeah, he's pulling 200K more, whatever he's doing.
I just scrolled down to the Shadow Priest section here in the patch notes. And overall, it looks like there should be a little bit of a nerf. But some of the other things that balance out that they did some tuning for, maybe bump that up.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say it sounds like they nerfed the shit out of him was because of a couple of tweets I saw before I deleted Twitter off my phone.
It might be the way that they was playing it. Because, right. See, they nerfed Paladins a little bit. They took away our Vengeance warrant, something like that. Anyway, yeah, they took away one of our Focus Rage. That's what it was. They took it out for protection.
Oh, for Paladins?
No, for Warriors.
For Warriors, okay.
Yeah, they had the Focus Rage. You can go Vengeance and something else with Focus Rage, and it was pretty OP as far as power. It's damage, rather, as a prot. But they took Focus Rage out. That was kind of a nerf. I guess you could call it a nerf. I'm happy with it. I mean, they really haven't done much. Yep.
Holy shock, now damages are 280% of spell power was 350%.
Yeah, something else with Paladins, too. Didn't you lose something? Blessing or something?
Not unholy.
No.
Uh-uh.
Oh, maybe not. I was thinking of something else, I guess.
Retribution, they lost a Greater Blessing of Might was removed for Retribution Paladin, so. Huh.
Yay.
Yeah, fuck. No. Yeah, lots of class changes, so if you haven't taken a look before this, make sure you're getting into some patch notes and you can find your class and see what happened. Yay.
And also, you can build your artifact research power up now.
Yep.
With resources.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that.
I am absolutely not sure how the fuck people have more resources than they need. I never have any. Yeah. I'm always out of resources.
Or gets his resources. Anyway, you can spend something on them and get them. I forgot what it was.
There's some new legendaries out there.
There is. I've got four or five people in the guild that's done got them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Some of them really, really, really good, and some of them shit.
Yeah. I got my Jobu second legendary.
Jobu got one of the new ones for his enhanced shaman, and I think it's just garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sucks to get one and it be garbage.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to wear a third one, 7.2.
Think so?
Yeah, I think they said that you will be able to wear a third one. So,
by the end of the expansion, they'll be just like, you can wear them all. Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore, so go ahead.
Yep. Be full of legendaries.
Oh, two new toys.
Oh, yeah?
The adopted puppy crate and the portable yak wash. For all your filthy yaks out there.
Dirty little yak. No
scrubbing.
Nobody cares, Bill.
Sometimes you just need good yak washing.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't shower for a couple days here this week because I was too tired to bother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guarantee somebody yacked if you'd have smelled before I washed. When you can smell your fucking balls through 3-4 layers of clothes, shit is on the downturn.
When you bend over to tie your shoes and you're like, is that me?
I don't tie my shoes anymore. I slip the posts on.
There you go.
The fuckers, you know, they don't have a lot of insulation in them, but it seems to be like just enough, and it's got such a good leather hide boot on it that I've been wearing them fuckers pretty damn cold out and been pretty happy with them.
Yeah,
I wear mine. I mean, they're good boots. Quality.
Yeah. Spent more on them boots than I think I have on any other pair of boots, but I'm not I think at one day I've gone where I didn't wear those Dan posts.
Yeah.
I love them. Yeah. I got like, 10 pairs of boots. And they're all Dan posts but two. Oh, no, they're all Dan posts but three. I got two pairs of Ariat's and a Tony Lama.
If you can't tell, we don't give a fuck about the patch notes anymore.
Yeah, they're talking about boots.
Uh-huh. We basically covered everything as quick as we can on that, so it's kind of a boring patch, man.
Yeah.
Aside from Nighthold, Nighthold's got a bunch of bosses, so everybody's really excited about Raid, but no new five-mans, which I don't really know if anybody needs any fucking five-mans at this point. Yeah, there's a shit ton of them. And I started building up this nice tear. I know I advertised on Twitter that I was working up a really nice rant for show tonight, but it kind of fell off with all the daytime drama I had to deal with, the nighttime drama, with all the stuff at home. But basically, I was just going to go off a little bit about how useless five-mans were and how they put so much time into the development of these five-mans and making them fun and challenging for everybody with the Mythic Plus. And I'm like, it's really not as complicated as we think it is to do what they did with them.
No.
Because they've been working on the scaling stuff. They've had multiple tiers of raid difficulty for how long? So they figured out how to tune dungeons up and down. They've already done this before. And they're acting like this is a big feat, an advancement in Warcraft time to give us Mythic Plus challenges. It's not that big a fucking deal. They didn't put that much development into it. They've done it over years and years and years. And they're just passing off challenge mode as content. Just calling it something different. And that was my big rant. I didn't get to get into all the details. I wanted to do a little bit more research on it, but that was the start of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fucking Mythic Pluses, worthless content. They really pretended that that was going to be a big deal. That was going to be a huge hit. If you wanted to be a solo player, you had five people, that's how you were going to progress and get great gear. That's stupid.
Yeah. I'd like to hear the opinion of somebody who's in that situation where they don't have a raid team and they like running dungeons and you know, to hear what their opinion of those Mythic Pluses and stuff are. We ran a couple Mythic Pluses on Thursday night, which I forgot to mention. But it's fun. It's something different than just grinding out the regular mythics, you know, like a mythic dungeon over and over or something like that. You know, it gives it a little bit different flavor, I guess.
Doesn't it just give you a time you have to finish then?
Yeah, it gives you timers, and then you can, you know, depending on how fast you completed it, you get a certain number of chests at the end, and then you get the chest in your order hall at the end of the week or whatever, and then you get another keystone for a higher level.
Right.
So it's just a challenge thing. If you're the type of person that likes to have challenges like that, then you know that would suit you, but you know it depends on the person. I mean, you know, that's not your thing, that's, you know, might be somebody else's, but yeah.
Challenge modes are dumb. They always have been dumb. Mythic Plus has just got a lot bigger fucking carrot on it, and that's the draw.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody can get better gear out of something, they're gonna jump on it, which is cool. I like the fact that they made challenge modes not useless anymore,
right.
Other than some gimmick gear that they could give you for a transmog skin or whatever, but
yeah.
it's still challenge mode with a bigger carrot. That's all it is.
The only thing that I don't like about the five-mans. Now, there is a lot of people, and I've got a brother-in-law that's one of them. She's a group of five guys, and that's all they like to do.
Yeah.
And they've been pitching for years, wanting five-man content. Well, they got it, and they're running the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And those guys are just as geared as my raid team.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
Those guys don't put half the fucking effort in that we do, but they're as geared as us. Because you sit and run fucking five-man mythics and do your emissary quest every week and keep up your artifact power, you're just as geared as anybody. I mean, people are getting 890 shit.
Out of Mythic Plus.
Out of Mythic Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in regular mythics, I've got like 870 gear out of regular mythics. It'll upgrade. Or your emissary quest, something will upgrade to 860, 870. I mean, you do not have to raid but you'll have raid gear. The only thing that's going to balance that out, the only thing that's going to balance that out is we're actually going to get tier gear with the set pieces.
Yeah,
right.
Which is, you know, something to look forward to. The artifact power, I don't mind it, but I wish they would have let weapons still drop. Because weapons was half the fun of raiding to me. Getting that fucking weapon that you want.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted a certain weapon, and it drops and get it. But I wish they would have made it to where they still drop weapons, and you could use your artifact to bump those weapons up like we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. Everybody has a weapon, and you can up it up and up it. No fun in it, to me. But, yeah, they're just, I mean, these guys are 860, 870, 880.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all they do is five mans. They could jump into my raid tomorrow and keep up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't like about it. They did half the work and got the same gear I have.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Well, it's not been saying it's right, but
been the great for years. Oh, we've done all this hard mode raiding, and now all of a sudden you can buy just about as good item level with tokens.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when they did all that. I mean, it's been an argument for years with Warcraft.
Years. It's fallen in, and I know I might get some hate over this, but it's fallen into that generation of here's your shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's your shit. Here's your silver fucking platter full of shit. Because, I mean, you guys remember Burning Crusades?
Mm-hmm.
You seen a motherfucker walking around and he was decked the fuck out. He fucking done some raiding.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, ooh, did you get that out of five mans or raid?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a legendary?
Right.
You know. You seen a motherfucker running around with the Warglaives or fucking Thunder Fury. You know, he was sporting that shit in town, and people were circled around him, sucking his tune dick.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't see that anymore. There's no gear out there that's unbelievably hard to get,
right?
That you can show off and be proud of. Because it's so easy. Gear is so fucking easy to get, and it does no good. Even like, you know, when you start for your raid, you're like, all right, I want everybody to be 850. Fuck, man, people, I was 850 in 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucking easy for gear now.
Don't tell that to Jay Owen, because he's only 852.
He's been jacking off.
You're fucking right he has.
I mean, seriously, and that's not a jab towards him, but he's been jacking off.
Literally, because his name's Jay Owen.
It's so fucking easy to get.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm just saying, man. It's just that generation that I can't fucking stand. Yep. They just want everything handed to them. That's what they're catering to. Because that's probably a majority of their players anymore. I mean, they're probably doing it for pisses. But
well, it's probably getting to be half their development team, too.
It's like,
young kids coming out of college getting into their development team.
Have you seen Celeste on? The dude looks like his mom still sponge bathes him.
Yeah, man, it's just it's in everything. Yeah. It's not in game, man. It's in the world too. But I'm not going to get into that shit. But
right.
Yeah, you don't have to work for nothing in WoW anymore, and it's kind of depressing. I kind of like it though. At times, I like it because I work so much. I don't get to invest as much time in the game, so it's a little bit easier for me to get shit, and I appreciate that fact of it. But then again, it's like fuck. So easy.
Doesn't give it as much value as it used to be.
It doesn't. Yeah. And, you know, I've got all this gear. You know, I'm 878, I think. Something like that. But there's people that's done nothing but five mans right there with me.
Yeah.
And that also comes, which we don't pug, you know, we're all the guild. But, you know, you take some of these guys that pug some of these people. Of course, you look at their, you know, item level. You know, see what kind of gear they got. Oh, God, he's, you know. You do your random queue or whatever, and you see this guy. Oh, he's 878. God damn, let's get him. He's got to be good at this. No.
Mm-hmm. No, not so much.
He's like, first time here, guys. Yeah.
I won't complain about the raid content.
No.
You won't hear me say a bad word about raid encounters that we've had. I don't... We haven't had the terrible, or at least I don't think we've had that, the couple of really, really badly designed gimmick fights, you know,
yeah,
where it's like, ugh, this is awful.
The only one that I would pick on, and this is just me being a bitch, is Nathandria.
Oh.
It's just so long.
Yeah.
It's so long. It's easy. It's rinse and repeat over and over.
Right.
Rinse and repeat. But it's so long, man. It takes forever to get. Her health pool is huge. But that's it. Other than that, like the eyeballs, fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Love the eyeballs. The point of killing, the, you know, they bring back the, okay, here's some ads. Take care of them.
Yep.
And you know, not being able to do any damage to the eye until he opens and go in there and hit the heart and get back out. And,
yeah.
That was an awesome design boss. That's one of my favorites in Emerald Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Is him.
But yeah, I really liked Elrath. I don't know why, but Elrath sticks with
me. Yeah, I mean, just that, you know, the flying over to the next platform. Mm-hmm. The whole Emerald Nightmare, I loved it. Emerald Nightmare, besides Kara, would be my top on number two spot.
Yeah.
I'd totally agree with that. And I think Nighthoe's going to be awesome. Yeah. And I also think Nighthoe Normal is going to be a whole lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
Than Emerald Nightmare, because Emerald Nightmare got blew through pretty quickly by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanics was awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it was undertuned in a lot of ways. But I think Nighthold's not going to be a breeze through like Emerald Nightmare was. So they don't want these big mythic, you know, the race guilds to be blown, you know, have mythic down in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a little harder. So.
10 bosses, 8, 9, 10, 11 bosses?
10. I counted 10 today.
Where did I miscount? Scorpion, Krosis, Chronomatic Anomaly, holy shit, Trilliax, Star Augur, Etrius, Gul'dan, Grand Magister Elisande. God damn, I lost count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, it might be 11. I might have miscounted.
Yeah, third time's a charm, 11.
Okay, 11.
Apparently, there's an assortment of bosses that you can just pick and choose which ones you want to do. You have to kill them all, but there's 5 different bosses that you can choose from in an order, kind of like what we did last expansion with the...
Well, that's the way it was for Emerald Nightmare, too. After you killed Nathandria, you could go wherever you want.
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Forgot all about that.
I like
that. We always went the same fucking way every time. Yeah. We were just like, let's go over here.
Yeah. I like that part. You killed Nathandria, then you had 3 bosses to choose from.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I gotta look at some of these fuckers here. Hopefully tomorrow night I can get a chance. But
yeah.
Oh well. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good show.
We want to wish everybody the best of luck in Nighthold and the best of luck in your Overwatches, and hopefully the best of luck in getting some action. God knows, this time of year, nobody wants to be alone on Valentine's Day, so you better start scratching that pole here soon. It's coming up.
It's true.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I was already told that I have to go to the second installment of the... I don't know. Did we talk about this last week?
I think we mentioned it. Yeah, you're going to
the
second one.
The dirty movie.
Yeah.
I'm not excited. I'm going to get
a lot of babies that month. What was it, man? I seen a post the other day from somebody on Twitter, and it was about the 50 Shades of Grey. It was something, I know I'm going to fuck it up. Something about, okay, I know what it was. It was talking about Donald Trump's grab her by the pussy. It said, I forgot what it said, like 20 million women was offended by Donald Trump's grab her by the pussy comment.
Yeah.
It said, who the fuck bought 50 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey? Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's what it was. Made me giggle.
Mm-hmm. There's harsh realities out there we all overlook.
Right.
And I did see another post that y'all think this is only good because he's a rich millionaire. If he lived in a trailer park and made $20,000, it'd be fucking rape.
I saw that one too.
Had the picture of the pink trailer in the woods.
Yeah. Oh shit, I'm dying.
Yep.
Oh.
All right.
We good? Anything else?
Fuck, no, I need to go to sleep.
Everybody's yawning.
It's been a rough winter.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm going to buy a hot tub.
What?
See you later, fuckers.
You've been listening to the Stopcast Podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com. Or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.